Hey, thank you for choosing to spend some time with us here at Awake the Iron. These podcasts are also posted as videos on our website, so be sure to visit awaketheiron.com. While you're there, be sure to check out the Awake the Iron Academy. You'll never be bored again as you explore vast archives of videos, interviews, documents, lectures, humor, and more, covering an ever-increasing range of topics. Think of it like a self-guided, self-paced college, but without the mountains of debt. We would also love to hear from you, and you can do that two ways, either through the website contact form, or leave us a voice message by calling the Awake the Iron hotline. That's 601-654-IRON. Previously on Awake the Iron. The G20 summit. What is that? We'll talk about maybe what that is. The G20 summit has proposed a digital vaccine passport in order to travel. It's a centralized power almost, and centralized power always steals power from the individual.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people.
Wrong. Yeah, lots of people said that.
Yeah, and
Biden,
like,
and yeah.
Right. And I, you know, you and I shouldn't speak for you, but we've talked about this stuff a lot. I contend that there isn't any solid evidence that there even is an it. Right? Oh, I had it. I'm avoiding right. saying the word. Everybody knows what we're talking about, because someday I might get a YouTube channel and some of this might make it on YouTube. Or bits of it. But yeah, I had it. Right. What's it? Right. I don't think there was sufficient evidence that there even is an it. That's a bold statement for me to make, but that's what I think, based on what I've learned. And
yeah, and there's doctors, we shared that statement on virus isolation. Mm-hmm. There's this whole other document, A Farewell to Virology. That might be in the Awake the Iron Academy. I forget if I sent that to you, but that's 67 pages written by a doctor on like the whole, you know, lack of everything. Like, there wasn't an original virus they found from a sick person. They didn't prove that they isolated. They didn't prove that it caused a disease. They didn't prove that it could go from one person to another. They didn't prove that the tests checked for it. They didn't prove that the vaccine said, like, all the whole list of things that people think, like, no, none of them. And the average person would just be like, no, that's crazy. Like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way, like, what, all the news and all the politicians, all the scientists, all the Faucis, like, that they would just be lying or making it up or whatever. Well, guess what? If there's roundtables, like, and right. it's, then yes, it is possible, because people are just repeating the script, and, you know, the news broadcaster is just reading what they're supposed to, and that's given down by the head of that News Corp, and that's owned by this, which is owned by this, which is just goes back to, you know, one group or one family. So it's, you know, not that hard to do, to make a whole lot out of nothing.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm thinking of another quote from our quotes thing. I learned a lot in that quotes episode we did, but I think it was Karis had the one about contempt prior to investigation. It's bad. Like, you can't have contempt. Like, you were just saying, like, no, that's too crazy. That's not, it can't be.
That can't be right.
Well, it doesn't really matter if you how you feel about it. If it's right, it's right. And I'm not claiming that I know all the answers. I just... Oh, here's the other thing. Yeah, I'm not claiming I know all the answers. But I would like to have all of the information before I make a decision. Or as much of the information as possible. So if there's a meeting at the G20 summit and all these powerful people agree that we should do A, B, and C, and then they want to push that agenda on their respective countries, peoples. And I mean, it's like, well, yeah, we don't really get much of a say in it. Okay, you vote for some guy, goes to Congress or whatever, and then guess what? Stabs you in the back anyway, which is what's going on all the time. So they impose their will on you. And they say, oh, this is, you know, what we're going to do. This is what's true and this needs done and blah, blah, blah. And I you know, you need to get this medical treatment, right? And not only do you need to, you're gonna do it or else, right? And it's like, can I at least have some questions? Can I see any arguments, if there are any, against this? Just to see, like, who's saying what, like, and then can I make a decision whether or not to, right, inject something into my body?
No, because
I don't think it's
you don't want to be bothered with, you know, all the science and making all the decisions. That's why we trust the representatives. They're just going to make the best decision for us.
Right. Yeah. Hang on to that dream. You know, cool story, bro. Right. Yeah. I personally don't think that what I'm asking for is unreasonable. I don't think that's unreasonable. And I think people make better decisions for themselves, whatever decision that is. I think they make better decisions for themselves when they have all the information or as much of the information as possible. Imagine going into a courtroom, a court case. Someone's being charged with, you know, murder, and the prosecutor presents his whole thing. We have this evidence and we have this witness and blah, 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 blah. Okay. And the defense doesn't get to go. And then the jury's like, okay, the judge is like, all right, jury, go bring back your verdict. And imagine someone on the jury going, well, can we at least hear from the defendant? Nope. Well, I mean, I'd like to at least hear from the defendant's side. Like, is there, nope, you can't actually. And Mr. Juror who stood up and asked that, you're out of here.
Yep.
I mean, that I'm not really exaggerating. That's what happened to us through this, you know, pandemic, if that's what you want to call it, a pandemic of what? Of it. What's it? There is no it, or there, it's never been proven. Like, you got to go to square one. So yep. But for some reason, people like me who just have questions at the beginning, we had questions. It's true. I will admit I am I am biased. I am predisposed to distrust government. I will admit that. To me, government is force. It's what did George Washington say? Government is not eloquent. It's not something. I'll put the actual quote up. Government is force. And so I'm predisposed to not trust government. And for some reason that was not, it's not acceptable to just have questions. And hey, before everybody goes shooting some juice into their arm for some kind of fear, F-E-A-R, that was pushed at us from, I mean, dude, you want to talk about propaganda, right? If anyone can remember 2020, I try to forget about it, but there's things we need to remember. But the sheer volume of propaganda was, it was mind-boggling. And just 24/7, boom, 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 nailing you in the head. And, you know, I'm like, can we ask questions or not? I mean, I don't want to belabor the point, but this has really bothered me. It bothered me then, but it does now. You know, I still see people going into stores and stuff with their masks on. And it's like, you know, you need to go to the Awake the Iron Academy and look at, I think you sent me one document that had 150 scientific studies that prove that, you know, it doesn't really help anything wearing a mask. I mean,
right. Even if there was a virus. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Even if there was an it, but then it's like, okay, is there an it? Well, you know, people say there was. Oh right. Boy.
Yeah. I mean, and you say, like, you know, we should be able to ask the questions, and I totally agree. And then I would go even farther with, like, the G20 and them deciding, you know, what everybody should do. Is like, even if, you know, we check all the boxes, like, even if there was a virus and it was isolated and it was proven to do this and it's harmful and it spreads and blah, 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 and the vaccine works and it's safe and it's effective and blah, 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 blah. Even if all of that, I still don't want them telling me that I have to do it.
Right.
Even if it's good, even if it's, you know, broccoli will extend your life and, you know, whatever. So everybody has to eat broccoli. I'm going to do what I want. If I want to just eat Twinkies and Cheez-Its and die young, then that's my choice. So, yeah, the whole idea, like, anybody listening who is like, oh, but, you know, the vaccine, I think maybe does help. Okay, fine. I disagree completely with you. However, we should agree that we shouldn't be forced.
Mm-hmm.
Forced to do something. If I think broccoli is good for you, do you think I should shove it down your throat? Or say, you know, you have to eat broccoli, you can't cross the border?
Right. And if we want to, that's the thing. You have to apply the logic evenly or the same way. So, well, it saves lives. So you got to do it. Right. So we should force people to do it because it saves lives. Well, okay. Use that logic on other stuff. Mm-hmm. Right.
Not riding a plane saves lives, or not driving a car. Actually, cars are worse.
You know, what are some of the top, you know, killers every year? Heart disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we're going to force people to exercise, I guess. And some people would say, yeah, we should, right? Those are statists, mm-hmm. right? Those are people who are statists.
Mm-hmm.
Who believe in daddy government to make you do everything you should be doing and, you know, keep you from doing everything you shouldn't be. Broccoli. Why isn't broccoli mandatory? You know, it helps fight heart disease. Heart disease kills tons of people, right? You know what in actuality, the number one killer of all time is?
I know what it is.
Government
genocide. Yeah.
Yep. Government. Everybody listening to this or watching, the number one killer of all time in all of human history is government. So, okay, if we're going to save life, we need to get rid of it, I guess. That's maybe a different discussion for another time, but and I've kind of forgot what we were talking about at the beginning of this little thing, but there was a lot wrapped up in there.
Even if the shots were good, like, should somebody even be deciding to mandate it for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And but, I think I said there are other.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and I think I've said this before, but most of the people pushing for the shot in the public view were not doctors. That's weird. My doctor personally, who knows me, who treats me, we have a relationship in that way, said, I don't think this is right for you. But I'm supposed to listen to the celebrity, some celebrity.
Right. Yeah. And just to blanket it for everybody, going back to the broccoli thing, I mean, there would be people, you know, some doctors would say, well, hey, you shouldn't actually eat the broccoli because it has goitrogens and that can affect your thyroid and you have a thyroid issue. So, like, actually, you shouldn't ever eat broccoli. Right. So even something like, it doesn't make sense to say really that anything is good for everybody, even if it generally seems like it, you know, like,
it's
salad. Okay. Yeah. Well, not everybody's digestive system can handle raw onions or an example, you know,
whatever it is. Yeah. Well, yeah. And to be perfectly honest, the shot that everybody was pushing, I can't think of, maybe there is an example. I can't think of any other example of a medical treatment that blanket everyone said, everyone has to get this or else. Like, I literally can't think of that because of what you just said. Well, everybody's different. You can't make everybody. You know, you were even just using a simple food one. It's what's not considered, you know, a medical treatment, but yet, which, yeah, you shouldn't do that either. But we're talking about a medical treatment that was experimental, not authorized. Everybody says, yeah, it was authorized. It was emergency use authorized, right? Is it even authorized yet?
No.
No. I think 2023 was the soonest it could have been or something.
Mm-hmm. And that was the accelerated version.
Right. So anyone listening, the juice, the injection for it, still not authorized, by the way. Crazy. Yeah.
And even like, even if a doctor prescribes something to you, you don't have to take it. You know, like,
yes,
you go to the doctor for something, because I've actually done that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, oh, well, you know, you don't really have anything serious. It's just this. Here, I'm going to write you a prescription for this. No, I'm not doing that. You know, so, you know, he prescribed something, but he didn't say you have to do this.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to, like, because it's your own choice. So even, yeah. So it's the same thing with the shot. It's like, okay, even if doctor or somebody says, well, actually, this would be good for you, this is what you need, okay,
right,
that's fine, but I'm still going to decide because I'm the owner of my body,
right?
And yeah, so this whole, I think the main reason, now somebody can dispute this if you want, the main reason most of the public, like, if they were on the fence or whatever to get the shot, the reason they did was to stop the spread. Like, it might have been, well, I don't want to get sick and die, but, like, it really wasn't that severe, like, all these asymptomatic people and all this, right? So I think most people were just like, do your part, you know, pitch in, stop the spread. And then that would be the main reason for the passports too, right? Is to stop the spread.
Yeah, you're right.
So when that director came out and said, well, we didn't really test it to see if it stops the spread, we were only saying after the fact that it's a little bit effective at making you a little bit less sick. But doesn't stop it from spreading. Okay, well then why would you even say that you need it to travel from anywhere to anywhere? even if you think all of that science is actual science, and even according to their own stuff, that doesn't even make sense.
Absolutely not. And you know, if you're watching this or listening, or you know somebody who thinks that all of that was for health reasons, you are living in a dreamland. The entire purpose of everything that happened, I think I even asked you one time, I said, why is this all happening? And you said, what's happening is the reason it's happening. And it is completely 100%, it is about power. It is influence on all of the executives of countries to exert power. This is why I think there's a central mind behind it, an entity. I'm not going to make claims on what that might be necessarily, but there's a universal goal that is pushed to the executives, right, at the round table, the executives at the summit, whether it's business or government. There's a central idea that's pushed, and we have to enforce this, or force this on the people, right? And the whole pandemic, whether it exists or not in the way that we were told, doesn't really matter, actually. It was about control.
Yeah.
Expanding control over people.
Yep.
And if you think that's not true, go to Awake the Iron Cat, go to the website, go to the academy, and start doing some research. You know, we got to quit being lazy. You got to read some stuff. That document I showed you with the G20 summit, man, is that thing long, but I read a lot of it. I didn't read all of it. But sometimes, you know, you can read enough and know, okay, like I was looking for, you know, I had heard that the G20 summit was, they had proposed this digital vaccine passport. And I wanted to just verify that that was indeed true. And it was there, but I read a lot of it and it's like, oh my gosh, like they're not even really hiding any of this that they want to do. Me personally, I think it's bad that they want to track people. I don't want to be tracked. I don't want to be, I don't want my movement restricted. Some people think that's okay, I guess, as long as the reason is good enough, I guess. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I've got one more thing related to that. So maybe we'll post a link to this video. So this one video is called The Roundtable Society. It's only 8 minutes. It talks about that book, Tragedy and Hope, and the Roundtable, all that stuff. But Cecil Rhodes, you might have heard of like Rhodes Scholar or whatever. So he was this super wealthy guy. He died in 1902. But he devoted his entire fortune to the creation of the Roundtable Groups. And in his will, it said, you know, like his entire fortune was going to, and this is the quote, "For the establishment, promotion, and development of a secret society, the true aim and object whereof shall be for the extension of British rule throughout the world." And then he said, this one's crazy. He said, "I would annex the planets if I could."
So, yeah, that's someone saying they want to do that. Right? And then If you say, oh, this is alarming that someone with some influence and powers wants to do that, well, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Right.
It's like, no, I'm just telling you what this guy said. And it's kind of alarming because he's, you know, kind of influential and he's powerful. And, you know, they all meet together and then our elected officials do stuff that isn't good for us. Right. But come on, man. We gotta get to the next level here mentally.
Yeah. And I think people need to, well, I don't know. What should people do? You know, just not go along with things. For example, like if this like digital passport thing even happens, like, you know, what if you can't or don't want to get a shot? There'll probably be some kind of process to like have an exemption, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, I'll go through that. Like all of that too is, you know, just still like people just should just resist, you know, like, no, we're not doing that. And I think there were a lot of testing the population during these past couple years for control. Like, you know, well, do you think people will do passport, whatever? How can we test that? Well, let's say like everybody should wear masks, you know, like probably a bunch of people won't because that's just freaky. Well, guess what? A lot of people did, even if they didn't want to, because they didn't want to ruffle feathers. They didn't want to stand out, right? Granted, I'm sure some people did because they thought it was helpful or whatever. But I mean, I know personally, I don't know, at least 50 people that I know well through like my business and whatever that told me like, oh yeah, I don't really want to wear a mask, whatever, but I do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would come into my business and I would say, you know, you don't have to wear that if you don't want it. They're like, oh good, you know. And I'm like, why are you doing it anyway if you don't really want to, you know? It's like, so that I think that was a test, you know, like how many people are going to go along with something and do something, even if they're like, eh, you know, just go along with the crowd, go with the flow, and not want to, right? So you might have seen like the rogue, like one or two people without a mask and they look crazy, but really a whole bunch of other people were also like, eh, I don't really want to wear one either, but they did, you know? So mm-hmm. It's like it's just this mind game. And then yes. I think they got information, you know, got data from that, like, oh, okay, well, a lot of people just went along with it. So if we do such and such, they'll probably go along with that too and keep inching forward, you know? Maybe we'll pull back a little bit, like, okay, you don't have to wear the mask, but then we'll do something else and then we'll pull back a little bit, and over time more and more control.
Right. Well, yeah, what was the name of that? I can't think of it. Yeah, what was that called where, oh, I'm blanking on the name, you'll probably know it, where they in like October of 2019, there was a big meeting about, oh, what hypothetically, if we had some kind of a worldwide pandemic with, I don't know, hypothetically. Oh, yeah.
That was event 201.
Event 201. Yeah, I couldn't remember that. Yeah, it was this. It's bizarre. Like,
yeah,
I look at that and look into event 201 if you haven't. It was like this, like, hey, we'll get a bunch of people, you know, WHO and a bunch of government people and whatever, and we'll go through like, what if there was a pandemic, you know, an outbreak of some, oh, I don't know, let's say a coronavirus, off the top of my head. Right, which is actually what they had in the documentation in the literature, and this is late 2019, and they said, well, you know, what would we do? So there's a big table of peoples, maybe like kind of like a G20 summit or whatever. And it wasn't that, but, and they talked about, and I watched a lot of, you could watch a lot of it. And they were like, oh, well, we would want to make sure that, you know, this and that and that. And I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, yeah, that's actually what happened. That's what happened. And then in late 2019, the thing they were talking about hypothetically actually happened. Mm-hmm. What are the chances of this? It's almost like, and I'm going to make a theory. I don't know this for sure. It just seems this way to me. It's almost as if they were talking about all these what ifs and someone flips a switch almost. And like, oh, let's go live. Here, we'll go live. And or almost like, oh, if, you know, if we turned on our microphones all of a sudden and all those people out there that aren't allowed in this meeting hear everything we're talking about, they might think is actually real. I don't know. That's just,
yeah,
it's weird. Event 201, you gotta look into it, because it's just like, yep. Are you serious?
Well, not only that a coincidence, but the coincidences are exponential, because there were other events in history like 9/11 and London, what was it, like the London train things,
mm-hmm.
where there were drills or exercises. I think the London train one was like literally there was a drill going on like, you know, you have fire drills. Like, what would we do if there was a fire? Okay, hurry up. Let's get in a line. Remain calm. Go out the door. Okay, fine. There was like literally a drill of emergency people, you know, cops and firefighters, whatever, in London for what would we do if there was a bomb in the train station, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait, it's happening right now for real. Or the next day or something, you know. And the same thing with 9/11. There was like, the Air Force was running drills on like, how would we intercept an aircraft if it was going towards a major city? And so they're all the way out there. Oh, wait, we can't actually intercept the aircraft that are actually in New York right now going towards the Twin Towers because we're doing a drill. I'm like, really? Like, yeah. One of those events, you know, might be like, okay, coincidence. But then, like, happened with London, happened with COVID, event 201. I'm sure there was others.
And it brings the questions to mind for me. Like, how frequently do you do those drills? Can't on large scale where like planes or whatever, or the you know, train subway bombing or whatever. Like, yeah. if you did those drills once a week and then 1 week it actually was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still weird, but I might be like, oh well, they, you know, they drill every week, so it's like the chances of it overlapping, an actual event overlapping a drill, are maybe possible.
Yeah. But yeah, what? I don't think they're that often. And
no.
I think it's a good excuse, like, to, like, let's say the London train bombing, whatever. Let's say it didn't come off right. Like, they didn't do it right and the bomb didn't go off. It's like a backup. It's an excuse of like, oh, no. We were just doing a drill.
Either way, right? Like, so
right?
if your goal is to detonate something, right? Yeah, let's run a drill, and then that's just weird. Yeah,
yeah,
it is bizarre. anyway, well, we've been going for a little while, and I had a couple more things, but I could save it. One of them, I might just do a little short rant at some point. One other quick thing was about making decisions. You know, I was talked about having all the information. I think can make better decision. But also, I'm terribly, terribly logical. And maybe one thing I'm pretty good at is I make decisions based on that kind of logic. I'm not saying I have a perfect logic or anything. I tend to make decisions logically, not emotionally. And what's weird is a lot of times people who make decisions logically are viewed as not compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not true. That's not true. I care a lot. I cry a lot about things. And so, you know, don't demean someone. And I think that's a big difference. Like politically, people think that, like, for example, I didn't want to wear a mask. I didn't think anyone should be forced to wear a mask. I didn't, if you wanted to, fine, but that's where it should have ended. And people viewed that is not compassionate. Oh, you don't care. You don't care if people die, right? No, that's not it at all, right? Like, let me explain. Like, I have reasons. I looked at the information. I dug and found both sides of the information. And there wasn't enough convincing evidence for me to think that it was okay to strip everyone of their liberties. Which, to be honest, I don't think there's ever a reason to. But yeah, it and so I care about you and what may be forced upon you in the future if we allow this to occur, which is maybe worse than me not wearing a mask, right? So my decisions are based on logical things. That's the way I process them, and I'm very direct. It doesn't mean I'm not compassionate. And anyway, okay. Yeah, a lot on our minds. A couple things I didn't get to. Well, we got time, room for more. Anything else?
Yeah, just real quick. So recently in the news, there was another like cruise ship outbreak. COVID.
Yeah. Oh, there was
in like Australia or something. So I was like, I hope they're not trying to like bring it back up again, you know. Which, yeah, it's like, well, if they're going to do passports for it, they would have to keep people would have to keep thinking that it's still a big deal. People are still getting sick and dying, right? But anyway, this cruise ship thing was like most of the people. This is what they reported were mild. Like most of the people that tested positive, which of course we know like this isn't really testing anything, but even to their own story, the people that were positive, they had mild or no symptoms. So we have to remember SARS stands for severe acute respiratory syndrome. Okay. It's called that. It's severe. That's scary. You're probably going to get really sick and you might even die. Okay. But the whole time we know, like with the deaths and the cases, even if the tests are whatever, it's not severe. And then even this supposed, you know, news story they're trying to scare us. Oh, there was an outbreak on a cruise ship. Except not everybody had it. And those that did have it weren't even sick. Okay. Cool so, story, bro, as you said.
Yeah. So could the argument for in favor, you know, like I'll be the devil's advocate, and doesn't that prove that the vaccines probably work because most of the people probably had the vaccine? So
well, okay, interesting point. If all that actually works the way it says it does.
Right.
Right. But, I mean, that wasn't what they were saying in the story. They weren't like, hey, good news. There was kind of an outbreak, but everybody was vaccinated, so it was no big deal. No, it was a fear article. It was like, uh-oh, there was another outbreak on a cruise ship. Should cruise ships not run anymore, or should they require vaccines and masks again? Right. And blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, nobody was really sick.
Well, it's a headline, right? Grab that.
Yeah.
People read that headline and then didn't read the article. And then, you know, their vibration is all weird because everybody's scared again. And even seeing an art, seeing a headline like that for me would be bothersome to me, because it would make me think, oh, they're trying to amp stuff up again to, you know, clamp down on our rights and stuff. Okay. Well, anyway, yeah. Okay. Well, that pretty much does it for this time. There's plenty more on that topic. And I had a few other things that, I'll do another time, but I'll end with a quote. I think this was one of yours from the quotes episode. I really enjoyed that one. I learned a lot. I learned a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
But, it was your Richard Feynman quote. And this is a great one for Awake the Iron. I think we might adopt this as our new motto for a little while. And it goes something like this: I would rather have questions that can't be answered than answers that can't be questioned.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So keep that in your mind. Until next time, we'll see ya. Okay, very good, very good. I was kind of going all around all different directions, but a lot of things lead to other things. So,
well, it's fine. It's, you know, I like conversational.
I do too. I mean, you know, I do too.
In fact, when I listen to podcasts or videos, I think I'm more attentive when it's conversational.
I do too.
Even though I can handle like lectures or like a presentation where there's bullet points, like that's fine too, but it doesn't have to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, yeah, I won't keep you if you had something you got to do, or I did have one quick question about tomorrow.
Yep.
What games should we bring?